from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Genatsit Parluis. Inchpesek, my friends. Hey, Chris.
Welcome.
Great having you, babe.
Welcome.
Oh, man.
Welcome in.
I tell you what, folks, we don't have a guest, my Armenian friends. We don't have a guest this week, but you know what? I just wanted maybe like 15 minutes, Chris, with you just to talk about L.A. and everything I've seen and how beautiful everything is out there. And
How
passionate are the people out there? You know, this thing, it was about 45 minutes to an hour away. I'm in L.A. now. Now I'm at, I forgot that town that I was in. It wasn't Glendale.
Glendora.
Glendora. It was about 45 minutes away. And I tell you what, we still had over, I'm saying it looked like almost one side was full, and it was about 3,500 to 4,000 people. It was a beautiful scene, man.
That's amazing.
And all shout out to Greg Astorian that made this all possible. Him and his group out there in L.A., part of the Homet Men, they brought the people out. And I know there was a lot of work. And you should have seen this guy just running around, man. Oh. I mean, he had problems. He'd have me doing something. I go, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And speaking of that,
that's a high stress environment.
Oh, no kidding. And he tells me I'm reading the people, the players' names.
Yeah. that's a nice little bombshell.
And here's the thing on that too. He didn't tell me that. Like, here, I got the names. You can practice for a couple hours. No, hell no. You know how I break down names. If it's a Lee sound, I put in L-E-E sound. Mm-hmm. You know, that way it helps me out. But no, Greg just goes, yeah, you'll do great on it. And sure enough, man. And then he gives me the names, and they're on this piece of paper that's so small. I mean, it looks like ants have written it, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, that's great. That is good stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff for you, yeah. But here I am now. I got music playing over me. Every time I'm trying to introduce myself and welcome to everyone for being there, this music's playing nonstop.
Oh, my God.
I call Greg up with the radio. I go, hey, Greg, get someone to stop this music. Hey, no problem. Just go over to music. I'm like, you can't go over to music, man. You just can't do that. Then we had this beautiful girl, her last name Cortez, and she's Armenian too, but her last name's Cortez. In any case, she sang the American National Anthem.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful. And she, like, again,
I love
she sang it beautifully. And then out of the blue, man, 4x4 driving up, and it was Harut, and this was like a special thing because we all grew up listening to Harut, and as a little kid, Armenian, you know,
Harut's a big deal, huh?
Yeah, he really is. And I said, and I don't know if I did the right thing here. I said, hey, Harut, can I take a picture with you? And I don't know if I should have called him Harut or his last name, you know, Mr. Pambukyan, you know. I don't. But in any case, he may be on our show. We may be getting a Harut on our show, and that'll be exciting. So I'm up for that. And our team, Arara, took on the New York Cosmos. It got a little exciting there. I know we got beat 2-0 by the Cosmos, but I tell you what, one of our players had like an open shot on the net, and I mean, I could have scored that. my big body could have probably scored that. I could have kicked that, and he missed
awesome
the net completely.
Really?
Completely. How do you that miss seemed, that big net?
It seems like a trend.
Yeah.
On that net, we miss.
And it's always like the Armenians missing those big nets.
That's what I mean.
Jesus.
Unless it's their own.
If it's our own guy, yeah, our defenseman would have definitely put it in. So, in any case, we were out there, and I was so proud of all of you out there. And guess what, Chris? There were so many people.
I kid you not. It looked packed.
No, not that. One side was empty because, you know, it was like, I'm saying – it was like an hour away. Yeah. It was, I don't know. In any case, there were people coming up to me and saying, hey, you're Jono.
Ah.
You're Jono. And they mentioned how's Chris doing, Mariam and Ani. It was so beautiful, man. I had about six people. I'm not kidding with you. It was so beautiful that people were asking about us
and
everything.
Cool.
They said, we listen to your show. We love the show. And could you even have it on a little longer or whatever? I go, oh, yeah, it's easy for you to say.
You're not behind the microphone.
Yeah, no kidding. But in any case, it was such a good time. And the people out there, God bless them. We had such a great time. And you know what, folks? It's good, and it makes me so proud to know that, you know, I'm walking the streets, man. You don't see this. But you know what? I'm walking the streets in L.A. I'm getting I walk into this restaurant, and all of a sudden there people talking Armenian. They're right.
That's really cool.
And I walked up to them. There were like five young dudes, probably about 18 to 25. And I said, you know what? I really love hearing this. And they go, well, what are you talking about? I go, I live in St. Louis. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you know what they said? Why don't you hang out with us right now?
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah, it was like
what
that,
a great
man.
Community.
It's really good people out there, and God bless them. And that's the way it is in Armenia too. Everyone that goes out there, I mean, gets treated really nice.
That's amazing. Love it.
That's what it's all about. And all the places, Chris, all the places to eat at.
That's the part I'm really envious.
It's not just my cousin's out there. He goes, you want to grab a bite to eat? And I go, first off, I want to say I want to eat something Armenian.
Absolutely.
I got to have something Armenian. I've been missing it for such a long time. And after hearing Mariam's recipes and everything, every week. So I said, you know what? Find a place for me that's Armenian. And first day, it was beautiful. Second day, I tell you what, and it happened. Actually, it happened like the day, that Saturday night, and that was late night at that Tumanyan Kinkali factory.
It was
unbelievable,
amazing.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. And
Glendale, right?
Yeah, in Glendale. And the owner came out. Tigran Azatyan came out. My God, he's the owner of the place.
Yep.
And the guy is so great, man.
He's got a hell of a place, it looks like.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. And the guy brought out all the food, and we're eating. And I said, you know what? Why not have this on our show as well? Armenia proud. It was beautiful, man. The guy took care of us, and I said, I got to bring you guys up whenever I get back to the studios. And in any case,
great Armenian business.
That's what LA's all about, man.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the weather was perfect. People are just walking the streets, and I'm like, then I come back here. It's 40 degrees, 35, 40 degrees. I'm freezing my butt off. But you know what? All the love to you folks out there in Glendale area. It was a great time. You know, forget who won, who lost. It's just seeing our group of people sitting together like that.
It was,
you know, I felt good about everything. I felt proud to be an Armenian. And then they let me announce the game, man.
Really?
Yeah, every time our goalie would make a save, I think his name was Parazian, I'd go, Parazian, what a big save. And next thing you know, I got the people behind me clapping away.
Oh, I bet they was crazy.
Yeah, and then when things are quieting down, and I go, let's hear some Ararat out there. And then they go, Ararat, Ararat. It was really cool, man. I loved it. And I can't thank enough Greg for having us. And I'm very thrilled that our people out there, our shirts went pretty quick. Our shirts that we gave out.
They were really cool.
People loved them. People loved those shirts. Matter of fact, I still got about 7-8 of these shirts that I will definitely like to give out on our show sometime too, Chris.
Look at those. Those are beautiful.
Yeah. That's a very nice shirt. And you know what? I still got 7 or 8 of them laying around that I threw in my luggage. I will send these out to some of our people out there. Why don't you guys just email us or leave a comment or something? If I like it that much, I'll just send you.
You can email us info@armeniaproud.com or find our Facebook page, facebook.com/armeniaproud.
I love how you do that with your voice all of a sudden. You sound like Walter Cronkite.
I'm Brian Williams. I was in a helicopter fight.
Yeah, he's in a helicopter, all right. Hey, Chris, I tell you what, man. We got Mariam and we got Ani waiting to
in
give
the
us
wings,
their big.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But first off, we got this great little break for you guys to enjoy a little bit of our lineup media.
Let's get it on with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock.
Here comes the Venom directed at CM Punk.
I don't understand how all these people are worried about CM Punk. There's fighters coming out saying, oh, he's not a fighter, he'll never fight and stuff like that. Hey, you look at the situation and if you're Phil, CM Punk, and you have an age of almost 38 years old before you even had your first fight, do you want to go in there and go in there damaged?
To find out more, go to letsgetitonpodcast.com or find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, only on the Lineup Media Group.
Hey friends, it's Nick Drago here. I'm the host of the Nick of Time podcast. That's the show where we indulge conspiracy theories, underreported news, media manipulation, political assassinations, government propaganda, false flags. We discuss the Illuminati and the military-industrial complex, UFOs, aliens, mind control. We throw away the official story here and re-examine things from a different perspective. Nick of Time is also the place where we take an open-minded look at all things paranormal and cult-related. So if you like ghost stories and stories about bizarre cults and strange religions, check us out. It's a big, crazy world out there. Log on to nickoftimepodcast.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. If you have a comment, question, or suggestion, again, nickoftimepodcast.com.
Hey, this is Darren Pang, alongside my partner Kelly Chase here on Chasing Pucks with Panger. This is our NHL podcast, and it's on NHLpodcast.com, and it's damn good. It's really good. So you got to listen up. Make sure you download us. Make sure you figure it out. Anything you want to know about the NHL, stories, we got lots of stories. Chaser, do we have lots of stories?
We got stories, folks. Title in, you're going to love it. Buckle up.
We are back, my friends, and it's time for Mariam. Mariam, how are you out there?
Hi, Jono. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Mariam. How are you, Mariam? Great to have you back. How's cooking with my Armenian family?
It's good. It's I always monitor the page, and I see a lot of people liking the page.
Has that picked up now? Has that show picked up? Your page likes.
Yeah, it's going up. Yeah, actually, awesome. I have people who, last show that I noticed some people from that show that they actually tuned in or they commented on Araxia. Nice. They actually liked my page too.
Great.
And I was like, oh,
beautiful.
Okay, yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
I was telling Chris, Mariam, that when I was out there, I kid you not, I'm serious when I say this. People were saying to me, hey, we love the show. We love you guys. Say hi to Mariam and Ani for me. And actually, I ran into one guy that said, I love when Mariam gets on with the menu. I get my wife to do something with it.
Oh,
so it was really cool. And here I am. I'm just running back and forth from one stand to another. And, it was like I was running around without a head there, but it all worked out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's because of your show. I mean, they wouldn't know about us.
Oh, they love you guys.
Because Armenia proud.
Yeah, yeah, they love you guys out there. And, hey, if you get a chance, go to that one restaurant I mentioned, too, Tumanyan Kinkali Factory.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with
that. Yeah, I've been telling everybody about that. I had no idea we had Kinkali Factory here because it's a Georgian cuisine. I've never thought that anybody would have opened up a place here.
Well, It's they had this stuff that they said this one was Georgian. It was like a doughy thing, and what God, I can't even describe it. It was so delicious. It had the meat in there.
Amazing.
It had one with meat. It had one with mushrooms. It had one with potato. It was outrageously good.
I know when I posted on a Facebook, Ani commented too. She goes, I know where we're going to meet when I come to L.A.
No kidding. She
actually mentioned the mushroom one. I've never heard of the mushroom one, but I'm actually now excited to try that.
Oh, my God.
One.
I swear to you, Mariam, it was like meat. That mushroom tasted so good. It was unbelievable. I actually looked at my man, Tigran, and I said, Tigran, is this mushroom or meat? And he goes, that's mushroom. I said, I love this. I said, this is right up there with the meat. He goes, yeah, people do love it a lot. So
yeah, I bet it is. They actually, not in that restaurant, but if you love that, then actually they have, you should have came actually North Hollywood area. They have so many bakeries there. They have mushroom lahmacun, believe it or not.
Mushroom lahmacun. I have never had one of those. Yeah. I'm willing to try. I'm willing to try for sure.
I will not say no.
I tell you what, though. I've been on a diet, guys.
Ah,
I've been losing some weight. After my L.A. trip, I said, I got to go on a diet. So I've been trying to look good. And you know what? I was running up and down that field. You know, they almost had to bring the stretcher out for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Mariam, what do you got for us? What do you got for us this week?
You know, that picture of yours with how did Pampukcham made me think of my grandfather. So I said, I'm going to actually talk about his favorite meal. Well,
wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Who, you thought of me as your grandfather or old as I am or something?
It's me, John.
Oh, no. Let me go back. The picture that you took with... The picture that you took with Harut Pampukcham.
I'm not that old, okay.
Not you.
Okay.
It's just that reminded me of my grandfather. Yeah, and so I, and the reason it did because my grandfather is the godfather of Harut Pampukcham. That's how I...
Are you kidding? That's beautiful.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is so cool.
That is really cool.
So
yeah.
So we got a guest celebrity for sure.
Yeah.
Now. Harut's definitely going to be on our show.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go on. All right.
This particular dish actually is it's an okra stew. I don't know if you guys ever. I know here okra is like in a gumbo or deep fried, but this is a Middle Eastern okra stew with tomatoes and meat and onions. And he actually loved this so much that he called it Meal of Kings. He just loved it so much.
I'm going to tell you, Mariam, that's one of my favorite dishes. Mom used to make that, and she'd make the pilaf and then throw that on top of the pilaf. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Way to bring that up, Mariam. Okay, go ahead.
Like that
this
actually
is delicious.
Sounds amazing.
Chris,
I'm not kidding.
This is delicious.
I love okra anyway.
No, but the way that Mariam's telling you right now, this is a whole different ball game, and it's absolutely delicious, man.
I'm already in love with this.
All right, okay. Go, Mariam. Tell us.
Yeah, so actually people don't really talk about okra any other way, and it's actually funny, Chris, that you said you love okra. Not a lot of people say that, but after this stew... Yeah, I didn't like it before, but when my grandmother made it this way, it actually was so good, like just like John was telling you with the pilaf and everything. And it's a stew with, you know, meat, and I have the recipe in my book, but I can just, you know, tell you what's in it. It's about a pound and a half pot roast or any kind of meat that you want. I love to use frozen okra.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother used the frozen one too, so she would soak that in a lemon juice, not lemon juice, but a water with some lemon in there, and that prevented the slime not to come out too much. So, and then she would not defrost that, she would just use it frozen. And then 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1 tablespoon lemon juice. And the secret to this dish is actually the pomegranate molasses. And that's what she used to use.
Yeah.
I know, I say that a lot, and I use that in my cooking a lot.
I am a huge
You know, last time she said that, I threw in an actual pomegranate in the food, so I really screwed up on that one.
I can almost promise you that there's no one in America who eats more pomegranates than I do.
Really?
Like, for, you, like I'll go. I'll,
I think
I'll,
you
I'll,
are Armenian.
I'll eat one a day.
You are Armenian, Chris.
Yeah, I am.
Lakeion.
Yeah, exactly.
Lakeion.
Yeah.
Is yeah, that with a Y-N or I-N?
I think it'd be Y. Yeah.
Oh, you're Armenian.
No,
though.
Yes, he is Y-N. Yeah, yeah, he's from Armenia.
Yeah, there you go. I'm the Middle Eastern one. That can't pronounce Hovhannisyan. They gave me this. Let's back this up, Mariam. He gave me this, these names of the players, and they're in so small of names. I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it in... I hacked up a name that was Hovhannisyan. How easy is that? I mean, there are difficult names. Oh, come on. I could say Hovhannisyan. But in any case, he got a red card and he was kicked out anyway. I guess I put a curse on him.
Yeah.
Ani got hold of him.
Yeah. All right, Mari, I'm going to go back to your.
There's onions, garlics. So like I mentioned, it's.
Garlics is good in that.
Yeah.
Garlics is good.
And then. I mean, some people just use onions, but I love using garlic and onion. 1 tablespoon, like I said, pomegranate molasses, and it's basically it makes the dish so much richer and gives that extra flavor to it. So the recipe is in my book.
I got a question. Yeah. How long do you leave the okra in the stew for it to become soft? And not really soft to where it falls apart, but soft as in to have that look, that caramel look as part of the tomato soup, tomato and stuff.
Well, the secret to making it without, like you mentioned, becoming really soft and having that, you know, the perfect texture is when it's actually, when you're cleaning the okra when it's fresh, you don't want to bruise it. You just want to kind of take off, you know, those ends, kind of scrape it. And then if you're using, like I said, just put some lemon juice in the water and then throw them in there for a couple of minutes before you cook. And because it's cooking in tomato broth, it does not let it go really soft. It keeps the shape.
Right.
And the lemon juice as well does not let it, you know, kind of fall apart.
Right.
And it's going to cook until, you know, all the ingredients come together. But so far, I've never had any mush far as, you know, it's always been good. But I usually use the baby okras, and I love those because they're small and, you know.
No, I like the bigger ones. I like the big ones that are about probably inch and a half.
Those are good too. As long as you don't bruise them, it's fine. Once you bruise them, it's going to become slimy.
And this is in your recipe book.
Yeah, it is.
I can't wait. I have a recipe book. You have a recipe book. If you folks out there are looking for Mariam's recipe book, you could go to Amazon and you could go through it on our site at armeniaproud.com. And you could definitely find us at Amazon. It's on the right-hand side. You could see it. And click on there and look for Cooking with My Armenian Family.
It's a great page. Lots of good cooking.
I'm telling you, I didn't know that was in there. I'm definitely going to open it up and because my wife, she can't cook anything.
But, you do a lot of the cooking.
I do all the cooking. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Anyway, that's Maria. My friends, you got anything planned this weekend?
Haven't planned anything for the weekend yet, but, you know, we'll see. I haven't planned. Fridays for me is just, you know, it's funny because I was just talking about Friday, and somebody came in, a customer, and said, oh, you know, it's Friday. And we're like, me and my husband looked at each other. I'm like, when the kids are older, when they have so much going on, you know, you even forget about Fridays.
Yeah.
You don't really care. It's like you're thinking, what are you going to do over the weekend? And you're looking forward to Monday.
Well, maybe you could come out to Tumanya and Kincali Factory, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
There's a little plug right there.
That's an idea.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, Mariam, great having you, and we will catch up with you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Mariam.
Bye.
Bye.
Man, it's always fun talking with Mariam. And Mariam always brings up foods that my mom used to make that I used to love.
Yeah,
okra stuff, I'm telling you, Chris, this is real.
I'm ready for it.
Oh, once you eat this too, you'll probably nap for about 2-3 hours. you're gone.
I need it. I need that nap.
Anyway, my friend, I'd love to give a little shout out to one of our sponsors right now, and that is audibletrial.com. How's that sound there, Chris?
Audible is, I actually have something over the weekend that I want to listen to, so I'm going to go to armeniaproud.com, hit the Audible banner on the right page. I mean, I'm going to do this myself because I want to buy something from Audible. They have great stuff.
Folks, if you're driving a long distance, and you know what? I was out in L.A. and I did get stuck in traffic. There's traffic, so much traffic. Why not put in one of these audiobooks and just listen to something for a good 30, 40 minutes and not take out rage in that third lane or something? You know, these bikes, they go through between cars, man. It scares the hell out of me. Not allowed here, folks, in St. Louis. But in any case, if you need some great stories or just want to hear about some tips and all that, some motivation, you can't go wrong with audibletrial.com. Chris, you know what time it is, don't you?
I think I have a little hint of energy of what time it is.
I think you're right there. Energy Healing Armenia. And I tell you what, we need a lot of energy out of this gal here because
The studio.
Yeah, cleanse the studio. And plus, I've been out in L.A. It's good to come back here and hear our famous Ani from Energy Healing Armenia. Hey, Ani, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great now. I was in L.A., like I told everybody earlier, and what a great time. What a great time. And people were, I'm not kidding, people were asking about you, too. Actually,
really?
They were asking about Mariam. They were asking about you. I think we're celebrities out there. It's beautiful.
Nice. And I saw that the little Khingali promo. I love Khingalis. I eat them all the time here.
Which one's that? Gotcha. Oh, that was great stuff. That was great stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they gave me, when I was at the game, they gave me the lineup of the Armenian team. I mean, I asked them, give me this lineup. Like beforehand, you know, like I said all this on the earlier part of the show, but it was, man, they just gave this lineup to me and I was like, oh my God, I can't even see it. It's so fine print. And I screwed up a couple names. Hovhannisyan. Can you believe I messed that up because I couldn't see it? Anyway.
It's like everyone was back in public school again. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, you know what? My energy went down from that. I'd like for you to bring it back up. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm cleaning my house, getting ready to be interviewed on television tomorrow, which I'm really happy
about. You're kidding.
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's a show on Shohagat TV. It's called Depitun. It's about interesting people that have repatriated to Armenia. So they're very hetakukervats with me. So they're going to ask me some questions.
Don't be afraid. Yeah. Don't be shy to say, you know what? I'm also on the show, ArmeniaProud.com, too. So that's beautiful.
Of course. Definitely throw that in, and I'll send you the video as soon as that's done.
Oh, that's going up. That's going up, Brian. Remember that?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, that already boosted my energy up.
I'm going to share actually a story today. It's a personal story, and I don't mind talking about it.
Okay.
And feel free to ask any questions.
All right.
And if everyone's asking me, okay, like, when did this Energy Healing Armenia, like, come into play? When's the first time you felt such energy in Armenia? So I'll share the story now. Back in 2002 was my first time here. I came with my parents. And I actually, hadn't been baptized before. And so my parents decided to have me baptized here in Armenia. Right.
That's beautiful.
And I was baptized in Ejmiadzin, which was really, really cool.
Which is all holy cities for Armenia.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that site has just been an ancient worship site. There is an old pagan temple underneath the churches. So it was really cool. But we were traveling with my parents' friend, right? And I never liked him. He always gave me the creeps, really. But he ended up coming with us on the trip and staying in the same apartment. He was an older gentleman. Not such a gentleman, but he was older.
Right.
And I'm 14 at this time, yeah?
And he scared the hell out of you.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I just hated him, you know? and what happened was we were staying in an apartment, and in the courtyard there was a neighborhood cat. And I usually have a very good relationship with all animals, including cats, but this particular black cat, it had its face scarred up, and it was a very, like, charred cat, right?
Uh-huh.
And for some strange reason, this cat and this man were very close. And it was very weird because it was everyone's first trip to Armenia.
This is like Omen.
Yeah.
With a dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when you're baptized, they, obviously I was 14, so I, you know, was clothed, but they put the holy oil on my joints, right?
Right, right.
And you're not allowed to shower for like 3 days.
Right.
So I'm sitting on the bench in the courtyard. I'm waiting. And this cat comes up next to me on this bench. And then it starts smelling my elbow, which has the oil on it.
Right.
And then it just goes, and then it just runs off. And as soon as it runs off, a dude is coming down the stairs. And it starts rubbing between his legs and like just being right. very affectionate.
Towards that weird guy.
Yeah, and he, exactly. And I thought that was very strange, and I already knew something. It foreshadowed the next event. So what happened was I went over to Vernissage, you know, the outside bazaar that has all this amazing stuff to buy, little souvenirs. So I went there. I saw something I liked, but I didn't have enough money, so I ran back to the apartment to get money. And here he is, and I kid you not, he corners me, and he tried to touch me, and out of nowhere, I pushed him, and this man flew across the room, and it was the craziest force I've ever felt in my life, and I ran off, never ever saw him again. He took an early flight out. I am, 28 years old now? Never saw him again. It was very, very weird. And how is it that a 14-year-old can push like an old man, you know? So I felt some kind of...
energy. Some sort of someone protecting you, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, that is really cool.
Did
you ever see that cat again?
I never saw that cat again.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, 2 years later, we came back to the same apartment, and I didn't see the cat. And it was like a different experience every time. So that kind of sparked the thing in me that told me, wow, okay, this place is powerful and there's something behind it.
And it's good, powerful too, obviously, that protected
Absolutely.
You like that.
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't tell anybody at the time. Because I, even though I hated him, like if I told my dad, that man would have been, sorry, but he would have been buried there.
Right. Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. Well, and I didn't want
we don't
to
know what that man was
that.
Though.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know, in a way he was kind of, a blessing in disguise, if I could spin it off in a good way, because it
right.
showed me,
all the good,
always
good
prevails.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. So there's my story. It's crazy, right?
Yeah. It did get a little creepy there. And I'm glad we didn't have the lights turned off here in the studio. So, anyway, so what is that? What's that all about? You think the vibes, the energy that you're around, the environment brings this upon people as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I'm very spiritual. But I do believe Grapar is a very powerful language. And there must have been something that has been said that kind of cast such a protection over me, you know. Wow. And the oil, like, you know, the oils are, it takes 7 years out of, is it rose petals, right? And possibly other herbs to make this holy oil.
Well, now they have this oil. It's from thousands of years. I mean, that a little drop of it goes into how you were baptized into the water. That's amazing alone.
Absolutely. And, you know, like this was it last year? They had, it was the seventh year. So they brought out the oil and they kind of, you know, sprayed it in the crowd just lightly, but it was thousands of people that showed up to Edge Me Out scene, like, you know, elbow to elbow, just trying to get a hold of this oil. And it's a, it's really powerful stuff there, yeah. You know? It really is.
Well, it's history,
too. They know certain things that we just don't, you know, but it's powerful, yeah.
And for my folks out there, I didn't mean earlier when I said HM Housing City, that, that the holy...
No, it's a city. It is a city.
It is a city. I thought it was a church. Yeah.
It's the church complex, but it's in the city of Edge Me Out scene, so you're absolutely correct.
I knew that. I knew that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I thought that was a church. But in any case, that's beautiful. And folks, if you're out there and you're feeling energy, you're feeling the vibes, it may not all always be good too. I mean, you may have to walk across the street if you're in something that you feel it's not. Something always inside of us tells us what's good and bad too. Don't you agree on that?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the big interview tomorrow. And and be sure to have it on our site, or just post it, and we'll have it on our site too. That'll be great. And be sure to mention armiaproud.com too.
100%.
100%. All right. Any plans over the weekend?
This weekend I'm working. I just got a job at AUA, American University. So I'm covering events and doing news. Yeah, it's a very exciting week. Yeah.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff for you. So, all right.
Thank you.
All right, my friends, that's Ani, and good luck to Ani with everything she's got going this weekend. And plus, she picked up a job. So you may want to check her out on Energy Healing Armenia. You know what? I would. She's on a roll. Everything's positive with her. So that's Ani. I tell you what, Chris, every time Ani comes up with a story, man. It's great stuff.
It is great stuff.
And this week, wow, that was outrageous. That black cat and that guy, that's unbelievable, man.
That's frightening. About that later. Yeah.
That's frightening. I'm telling you, that's frightening. And it was great Ani sharing that with us. Hey, folks, tune in next week. I think this show, we didn't have a guest this week. I had to go over my L.A. spill and all that. But you know what? All the love to you folks out in the West Coast for making me feel at home. Hey, from Jono, Chris, we are out of here. Genatset Kisher Party, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatset Hayed,
A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or at ArmeniaProud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com.